spirit is finally coalescing. Really, all of the guests that I've pulled from the plane of mortals, and you have to take the longest to appear. I can't help but wonder why. Were you so tightly tethered to your realm? Is your spirit just that strong? What keeps you so far from my grasp? Look at me, being all impatient. I have all the time on my hands. And yet, here I am, floundering about my realm in frustration. Such a troublesome mortal. All the more reason that I'm interested in you. There we go. Just a few moments more. And wake up, human. Finally. You've kept me so long. But where are my manners? I do believe that in your realm, you would say good morning. Such a polite phrase, isn't it? How quaint to still be bound by the cycle of dawn and dusk. Can you talk? Nothing. Well, perhaps you're merely dumbfounded by my beauty and opulence. Or perhaps your spirit still has not formed enough to allow for speech. Judging by the look on your face, your body has returned, but your mind does not. Well, I've waited for quite some time. What's a few more minutes? You know, you have been such a troublesome young lady. I do believe that by mortal times, I would have been waiting for roughly a year now, for you to resurface, that is. At the very least, the heavens have nearly completed another cycle. You made a noise. That means you can talk. Good. That also means the rest of your senses should be fully returning soon. I wonder how you'll react. Will it be like the rest? Nothing. No panic. All the others panicked upon their arrival. Some even had to have their spirits diffused for a time, until they could stabilize. Really, I can't bear such noise in my realm. Well, if you can understand me, then speak, mortal. Where are you? Oh. You're dead. Oh, she says. You reawaken for the first time in nearly a year in a strange new place. And all you can say is, oh. Between your troublesome essence and your dulled reaction, You definitely are quite a strange mortal. Do you even know who I am? Not a clue. My dear, I have been clad into statues the finest metals, woven into tapestries, catalogued into the scriptures of your kind, for better or for worse. And yet, you claim not to know me. I am not sure if I should be shocked or insulted. The others, they threw themselves at my feet when they realized who I was. You never went to temples. Surely you worshipped some being while you sought success during your life. A mortal who did not worship the gods? Then what drove you onward, if not your faith in the divine? What spurred you on to such mighty deeds? You merely felt it was the right choice. Oh my. You truly will do, I suppose. Imagine a mortal who loved themselves before they loved the gods. Well then, I will introduce myself to you. I have had many names. In the tongue of your modern era, the people, they call me Mammon. Many revere me as a goddess, and yet just as many revile me as a devil. I am the divine embodiment of greed in all of its forms. Then I am a devil. One should reflect upon her own deeds in life before making such a short-sighted declaration. Especially when she barely knows of the divine in the first place. Tell me, mortal, what do you see when you look upon my form? Wealth? Yes, of course. Any could see that. But my domain of greed encompasses all, not simply material wealth. Greed has many forms, my dear. And by your simple-minded morality, not all of them would be evil. I represent the greed for knowledge, the greed for advancement, not just wealth nor power. The mortal realm ever strives onward, hungrily seeking enlightenment, answers, technology. I represent all of those desires. And you, human, are now standing in my realm. Why? Because you died, you fool. And I brought you here. Why did I bring you here? Now, that's the right question. Do pardon my outburst. I'm not used to dealing with mortals who express a little appreciation for my being. To put it simple, I need you to act as my agent. Why, a is that? How do I put this? Tell me, human, have you ever given serious thought to the priests of your world? The prophets, the wise men, the zealots. While some of them are born of their own self-discovered faith, many of them are elevated to such positions by the gods. To put it simply, the divine cannot directly interfere with your realm. There are some things that we can do to exert our influence, but our best option is to find agents for our faith, or perhaps some would use the term champions. So, yes, I brought you here to be my champion. Yes, I see. That is not the why that you are seeking. Of course. I cannot force you to serve me. That must be given willingly. And as such, you need to understand why I need your assistance. Broadly speaking, it is rare for me to attempt to influence your realm, but another divinity is working against me. You may not realize it, but your realm is meant to move forward, steadily advancing through the eons. I will not offer an explanation on this, but suffice it to say, it is meant to be the natural order. The people who would usher in new ages are being targeted. While I cannot confirm it with absolute certainty, I do believe this is why you died. Such great losses will result in centuries of not just stagnation, but possibly even regression. That is correct. You are likely not even aware, but your actions, they had quite a bit of influence on the world around you. Had you lived, I believe you would have been a pioneer for a new age. And that, my dear, is why I wish to send you back with my blessings and guidance. But there is something that troubles me about you. No, it has nothing to do with my frustration over your spirit. Or, actually, perhaps it does. I am troubled by my inability to see into your heart. Normally, I can simply peer into the soul of a mortal and understand them. But not you. You are different. Your soul is obscured from me, and that disturbs me. You told me earlier that you did things because they felt right to you. Do you truly simply follow your heart? Everyone has something they desire, do they not? You do? Then what is it? You think I will disapprove. Human, I have existed for countless eternities. There is nothing that you could tell me that would surprise me at this point. You have free rein to demonstrate your desires to me. What are you? How bold of you to touch my vessel in such a degenerate manner. Such an insolent action. And yet, I am not even upset. If anything, I am more intrigued than ever. And not only that, but now I feel I better understand. Yes, not just your motivations, but I do believe that in order to change the world, it takes a certain degree of, shall we say, irreverence. This boldness to just reach out and grab a hold of what lies in front of you, both figuratively and in this case, quite literally. It's true, I did give you permission, didn't I? I suppose such carnal desires may also fall within the realm of greed. I need not delve further into your motivations, mortal. I will simply say this. If you accept my blessing, I will ensure that you get what your heart desires the most. Enter into a pact with me, right here, right now. And I can promise that much to you. You will. Excellent. Now then, how shall we go about making our pact? Every one of my agents, champions, has entered into a unique pact with me. The question is, what shall ours be? You have an idea? Do tell. You would partake of this vessel in that fashion. Your desires run that deep, do they? I cannot deny that the way you touched me was exciting. An unexpected twist. Such base desires have been lost to me ever since I ascended. Why not? It will entertain me, and it'll make for quite a special pact. Perhaps if you work hard enough for me, well, you will even be able to enjoy such worldly desires again. Well then, my dear, will you take the plunge? Good, good. Then prepare yourself, human, for I am going to treat you to delights, the likes of which no mortal could ever hope to offer you. Well then, shall we have a change of scenery? I do believe a bedroom would be far more appropriate, don't you agree? How is this? Is it to your liking the most regal and opulent manner of bedchamber that I can conjure. The softest bed, but not nearly as soft as this vessel of mine. You gave me an idea when you touched my breasts. I have seen all manner of acts that your kind perform for one another. And in particular, it has brought one to mind. Would you like to enjoy these huge, soft breasts of mine? Would you like to touch them? Would you like to squeeze them? Would you like to drink from my body? And to ravish them as you please with your cock? Let us get these troublesome garments out of the way. Truly the easiest way to go about this, is it not? Why waste time removing our clothing piece by piece? Now, come, mortal. You were so eager earlier, yes? Fulfill your deepest desires. Burying yourself right into my body, pushing your head into my breasts. The difference in our height is so convenient for you, my dear. My breasts are the perfect height for you to bury your face in. Yes, squeeze them. Drown yourself in my flesh. Dig your fingers into my thighs. This vessel is yours to enjoy, mortal. Yes. Yes, drink from me. Gorge yourself upon the holy nectar that pours from my breasts. You can hardly fit your lips around my nipples, can you? Indulge yourself as much as you want. In this realm, you have no limits. You can drink endlessly from my breasts and never be full. Yes, bury yourself in my plush, sweaty body. Drown in my milk. Be as greedy as you want with me. Good, good, yes. You truly are greedy. Absolutely worthy of my blessing. Have you drank your fill yet? Good, good, because we haven't yet to start the main course. Get on the bed. You have had your fun, and now I shall have mine. The tip barely pokes off my breast. Look, look, your hard cock is almost completely buried. Is this what you desired? Such base desires. But I can tell you're really excited for this, aren't you? You should count yourself fortunate. No mortal has ever been graced with my heavenly breasts until now. Are you enjoying them? The weight upon you? It's almost cute in a way, seeing the tip of your cock barely peeking out from them. And it's leaking so much, too. You must have wanted this film when you saw me. Ah. Look at you breathing so heavily. You've hardly been my breast for mere moments. And you can already hardly take it, can you? I do wonder how long it'll last. To be honest, it feels good for me as well. I did so miss the pleasures of flesh. How could I ever let myself lose this? Yes, God. Good. All you have to do is stay right there and enjoy yourself. Empty your head. Think of nothing but the feeling of my soft, heavy breasts wrapped around your hard cock, slowly milking it for everything it's worth. Yes. You're definitely enjoying yourself, aren't you? Judging by all the little moans and squeaks coming from you. I'm almost tempted to get a taste of myself. Not quite, though. I want you to enjoy my breasts, and only my breasts for now. My lips, those can be a reward later. Yes, moan for me, mortal. Moan as loud as you want. Nobody can hear you except for me. So good. Oh yes, you're so good. There's so much pre-cum pouring out of you. I do think that we need to make use of it then. So, how about this? Oh yes. Cover my breasts in your pre-cum. Does that feel good? Having them sandwich around your heart. Smearing your cum all over my breasts and making them sloppy. Your moaning is so cute. Oh, my breasts are so slippery now, thanks to your cum. Yes. Oh, your cock is twitching. But you can hold out longer, can't you? You don't need to come right away. Oh, there's still so much more of me to enjoy. Close your eyes. Focus on the sound of my voice and the feeling of my soft, plush breasts squeezing, enveloping your cock. Squishing down around it, milking you. Yes. Oh, delicious. Your cock is twitching, pumping out more and more of your sticky pre-cum. My breasts are absolutely covered in your cum now. Yes, yes. Watching the look on your face is absolutely delightful. Oh, it has been too long since I've enjoyed such pleasure, such indulgence. Yes. Hearing your moans, the feeling of your pre-cum coating my chest, the twitch of your cock with every stroke of my breast. I can't help but want more. I want more of you. Yes, yes, you can give me all of it. You're getting close, aren't you? You're getting closer and closer. I can tell how bad you want it. Oh, your breath is so ragged and heavy. In that case, you may give it to me. You have my permission. Go stain my holy vessel with your cum. Cover me. Cover my body in your seed. Defile me, immortal. Give me everything you have. Yes. Oh, there's so much cum. My breasts are completely soaked in it. And this must be a side effect of being in my realm. I could hardly imagine a mortal coming this much. I feel like I could drown myself in it. Much like you did with my milk earlier. That was far more enjoyable than I expected. Perhaps I will need to partake of such worldly pleasures more often. I had forgotten how enjoyable they were. And with this, the pact has been formed. Let me get off of you. Take my hand, mortal. Stand up. What does this mean now? Simple. I am going to return you to your world. Somewhere safe. Where you can begin again. Let me clean us up. Convenient, isn't it? Now, do you have any questions for me? What do I want you to do? A fair question. I want you to do exactly what you were doing before you died. It was perfect. The only difference now is that I am able to assist you a bit due to our pact. I can protect you the next time you get targeted. Of course, you will likely have quite some time before that happens. After all, those who came after you believe you are dead. Yes, it really is that simple. Go about your business. Keep chasing your dreams. I will be watching. And be loyal to me. Be loyal to yourself. And I will continue to reward your desires. Yes, I nearly forgot. Look on your palm. I have marked you with my crest. If you put your hands together and direct your thoughts to me, I will be able to communicate directly with you. Yes, I suppose that would be like a prayer. You should not need much from me, but nonetheless, we are bound together. If you need my guidance, I will be there to direct you. Now go. Go, my dear. Return to your world and fulfill your deepest, greediest desires. I will be watching you with great interest.